Welcome to Shom Achshava on the Daf, Shir sponsor, Lo Yinishma Sambiak, Shom Leab, Asitzchok. We're holding in Ksuvah's Daf Mzayin. The Gemara Amud Beis brings two drushes. How do you learn the Psukim? She'eiro Ksuso Ve'inoso Lo Yigro. The three obligations that a husband has for his wife. So the first Mandama learns, She'eiro Eilu Mzayinus. We talk about food. And you learn from the Pasuk, Vasher Ochlu She'er Ami. The word Ksuso Kemashmo means clothing. And oinoso zu oino amur b'toiro. That is the tashmish that a husband is obligated to his wife. And the Gemara brings it right from the pasuk im tanez b'noisai. The lovan told Yaakov Avinu. Rabbi Lazar says sheiro zu oino. Sheiro is the oino that a husband is obligated. Vechenu oimer brings the pasuk ish ish kol sheir b'saroi lois tigruvu legalos erva. I mean the word sheir relates to bia. Ksuso again is clothing, and oinoso is mizaynis. And he brings the pasuk vayancho vayarivecho. What is exactly the difference between the two opinions? They both are learning the same three things: oino, food, and clothing. So, what is the difference between the opinions? So, the Ein Eliyahu, which was written in the Ein Yaakov, he brings that the machlekes is what comes first. He brings the Taisus and Yumo that says that the Gemara there learns two opinions. Do you learn the Revi saying from the morning Tumid to the evening, or from the evening to the morning? So what's the Nafkamina? So Taisus, what is the main thing? What is more important? If you learn the evening from the morning, meaning the morning is more important. If you learn the morning from the evening, then the evening is more important. And then he brings the Gemara in Brachas that says on the Pasuk that we have, that this is Parsha, Eretz Chito Sayra, whatever is Mugdum in the Pasuk is Mugdum in Bracha. Meaning what's written earlier is more important. So says Daniel Yo, the question over here is, what's more important, mezoinus or tashmish? According to the first mandamar, the first thing that's written is mezoinus, because she'er elu mezoinus, meaning the most important thing a husband has to provide his wife is with food. And if a person needs to go and travel very far to sustain his wife, he's obligated to do that, even though he may mevatel oino, because mezoinus is more important than oino. The second mandamar says, no, the first thing in the pasuk refers to oino. And mezoinus is only the third thing in the pasuk. So the second mandamar holds what's more important is for a husband to be together with his wife more than mezoinus. So if a person needs to come and sustain his wife, but with that he's going to lose being with her for many nights, then he's not allowed to do that according to the second mandamar. That's nafkamina between the two shittas according to the Ein Eliyahu. The Chasam Sofer brings other nafkaminas. He says, the first mandamar learns oino from the pasukim tanez b'noisei. Tois already points out tanez b'noisei is loshen inui, means he's causing him suffering. And Tois explains that the suffering the Yaakov Avinu is going to cause the daughters of Lavan, what Lavan is referring to, is that he will be stopping them from the oino they deserve. So says the Chasam Sofer, if you look early in the pasukim, already some achronim pointed out, it says that when Shechem ben Hamor took Dino, it says vayaneo. And Chazal darshin that he did be'ilo shaloi kedarko. He did be'ilo not in the regular way. Meaning, inui includes in it a be'ilo shaloi kedarko. So the first man, the Omar, the learns from the pasuk that Lavan told Yaakov, im tanez b'noisei loshen inui. For according to him, one can be mekai in the midst of oino, also b'shaloi kedarko. While the other man, the Omar, argues in that. And that's really a machlekes, and the Gemara Nedarim Dav Chaf. There the Gemara brings him a chlekes, can a person have be'ilu with his wife, shaloi kedarko? So says the Chasam Sofer, that's a chlekes here. Where do you learn what oino, where the oino comes from? Now we speak about mezoinus, there's also a nafkamina, says the Chasam Sofer. The man, the Omer, the learns from the pasuk vayancho vayirvecho. What's vayancho vayirvecho? The Gemara tells us in Yumo that the man was an inui. It was a little suffering. Why was it suffering? Because we didn't know if we're going to have food tomorrow. So says the Chasam Sofer, according to the second mandama that you learn from the man, the pshat is that a person can have somebody providing food for his wife on a daily basis. She doesn't know if she'll have food tomorrow. But if he makes sure that every day someone provides her food, that's good enough. The other mandama that learns from the pasuk, asher ochlu sheir ami, refers to regular achila. Achila does not have inu in it. That means that she's supposed to be smucha al shulchanoi. She has to be together with him in his house and have the confidence that you'll have food every day. So these are some of the nafkaminas that the achronim bring between the two shittas that we have over here in the Gemara. Just want to conclude that in Divrei Mekubalim, it says in several places, and Arizal brings it in many places, the idea of Sheiru Ksusu Voinoso is something very deep and refers to the connection between Am Yisrael and Kodesh Baruch Hu, Am Yisrael and the Shechina. In one way, it's brought down in the Zohar, and I'm translating it the way the Metzudas Dovid, the Ritba, says, that the pshat is a person needs to provide sustenance and take care of the neshama in his body. The neshama, which is the Shechina from above, being in his body. And how do you take care of your body? Zok Chazal and Sefer HaZohar, She'eiro Ksusu Voinoso Lo Yigru. She'eiro is the Nezoinus, the first mandamor over here, that first the Torah. Torah is the Nezoinus of the neshama. That's what feeds the neshama. Ksuso refers to talis and tefillin. So that's how you cover the neshama. And then Oinoso, what's the Oino that we have? That's Kriya Shema, that you have a special Oino when to do it. A person is obligated to sustain his neshama with his Torah, talis and tefillin, and Kriya Shema. That's the mitzvah of She'eiro Ksuso Voinoso, Chazal bring in Sefer HaZohar. Anyone want to join Shomach Shova email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshova@gmail.com.